Welcome to Dishing Heat with Wolfie and Big Shot Song. I'm your host, Nathan Wolf.
And I'm your co-host, Max Song.
First of all, today we have a special guest with us, Noor Sheikh. Noor, how are you doing?
Hey, guys.
Today we'll be looking at a list. The Ringer released an article ranking the top young cores in the NBA. We're going to take the top 16 teams on their list, put them in a bracket, putting 16 seed against the first seed, and ranking all the young cores till we decide who the top young core in the league is. First off, we have the 16-seeded Golden State Warriors against the first-seeded Memphis Grizzlies. The Golden State Warriors have players such as Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, James Wiseman, Jordan Poole, under the age of 25. Our list only includes players under and not at 25. And for the Memphis Grizzlies, we have players such as Zaire Williams, Santi Aldama, JJJ, Ja Morant, Xavier Tillman, and Desmond Bane. So, Noor, which of these young cores would you say is better?
I think it's easily the Grizzlies. I really like Ja. He's great. I love Jaren Jackson Jr. To me, he's like one of the top five defensive players in the league. And they just got a ton of guys. The Warriors don't really have that like centerpiece that Ja is. Max, you got anything?
I'm going to be honest. I think it's really not close as well, but not because I love the Grizzlies in particular. I think Jaren Jackson Jr. is overrated as in terms of a defender. Nathan and I talked about this an episode ago, I think. And the Warriors' core is just really overrated. Wiseman is kind of bad. Moody's bad. Kuminga's okay. Poole is a good player, but he's nowhere close to the level of Ja, so I don't think it's close either.
Yeah,
I'm going to agree again. Yeah, it's a 3-0 sweep. The players that the Warriors have to build on is really Poole and other guys who haven't shown anything near the level of the Grizz guys. I don't know. We'll get into this more later when we have tougher matchups because there's a lot of guys on that Grizz team that are good. But for now, 100% a wash. The next teams we have is the 15-seeded Houston Rockets against the 2-seeded Cleveland Cavaliers. Houston Rockets have players such as Jabari Smith Jr., Alperen Sengun, Jalen Green, Josh Christopher, Kevin Porter Jr., whereas the Cavaliers have players such as Evan Mobley, the Isaiah Mobley as well, Okoro, if you're a fan of him, Darius Garland, Jared Allen. Which of these two teams would you have as the better young core?
Yeah, so I think this one's actually closer than like the 215. But I do think it's still Cleveland because they just have Darius Garland, Jared Allen, and Evan Mobley, and those three are just on a level that no Houston Rocket is, and this just separates them.
Yeah, I agree. I love me some Alperen Sengun. Bro's like, he's so slow and awkward, but his footwork's so beautiful, and he just dunks on people. It's crazy. So I love me some Houston Rockets. But the Cavs, man. Jared Allen, amazing. Evan Mobley is going to be a future defensive player of the year. Darius Garland is still underrated somehow. So even though I love Houston, I don't even think it's close. Cleveland by far.
I'm going to agree. Houston has pieces. Again, I'm also a really big Sengun fan. We haven't really seen what Jabari Smith is, but he can definitely develop into a high-level player. I'm still iffy on KPJ as being a star level guy. He just doesn't have the efficiency at the volume he's taking. I liked him in a more limited role previous to Houston. But yes, exactly. The Cavs, we watched him in action recently. Evan Mobley is an absolute stud. Garland's already been an all-star. Jared Allen, I believe he may have been a replacement all-star. He is stupid good. Freak athlete, great defender. So 100%, I would take the Cavs in this one. Clean sweep there as well. Moving on to the next matchup, we have the 14-seeded Indiana Pacers versus the 3-seeded Dallas Mavericks. For the Pacers, we have players such as Mathurin, who's been great this year, Isaiah Jackson, Jalen Smith, Tyrese Halliburton, Aaron Nesmith even, Andrew Nembhard. There's a lot of players there. For the Mavericks, the list is very small. Essentially, it's Josh Green and Luka Doncic. Noor, who would you have as the better young core between the two?
Yeah, I think it's Luka. It's just Luka. The Pacers don't have anyone close to him. And I like Halliburton. I like what the Pacers have. But it's just nobody else is Luka Doncic. He's like the best young player we've seen in ages. So I have to give to Dallas.
I actually think it's close because even though Luka is arguably the best player in the league, Indiana has more pieces around Halliburton. And Halliburton's amazingly well. I don't think Luka can win just by himself. We've seen that style with James Harden, and this is even magnified. It doesn't work. So I think it's close, but once again, Luka's going to be one of the greatest players of all time, so I'd give it to Dallas.
Yeah, it's a really unfortunate first matchup because I really, really like what the Pacers have. I'm a huge Tyrese Haliburton fan. But unfortunately, I think Dallas is going to be an interesting team as a whole to rank in this list because essentially you're looking at basically would you trade Luka Doncic for every single young player on another team is kind of the list you're looking at, right? When you think about which young core you'd rather have, and I don't think there's anything near that on the Pacers as good as that core is to trade for a generational player like Luka Doncic. 100%, I'm agreeing with you. Another clean sweep. Moving on, we have the 13-seeded Atlanta Hawks versus the 4-seeded Orlando Magic. The Atlanta Hawks have players such as AJ Griffin, who's been surprised this season, Onyeka Okongwu, Trae Young, John Collins just skips out on this list, same with DeAndre Hunter, both being 25. Whereas the 4-seeded Magic, they have players such as Paolo Banchero, rookie of the year favorite, Jalen Suggs, Franz Wagner, Cole Anthony, Bol Bol, Wendell Carter Jr., Mo Bamba, Okiki, Markelle Fultz. I only know Okiki because of my career in NBA 2K. But which of these teams would you have as a better young corner?
I'm taking Orlando. I love Paolo Banchero. I think Franz Wagner is also very good. He's super underrated. I'd say he's better than Toronto's Scotty Barnes. And yeah, Orlando's just got a lot of pieces. They've got Caleb Houston as well, the 32nd pick in the draft.
Yeah, sorry, you said John Collins missed out on Atlanta, yeah, right? 25. Yeah, okay. John Collins. This one's really, really close to me. Atlanta has Trae Young, AJ Griffin, and who was the last player you said, Nathan?
Trae Young, AJ Griffin, and the third player would be Okongwu. Oh. Yeah, that's basically it.
Okay. I'm gonna agree with Newer here. I think it's close because Trae Young has been great this season, but I still love me some Trae Young. But Paolo Banchero, man, bro doesn't look like a rookie. It looks like he's been like a 5-year veteran or something. I agree with Newer. Franz Wagner is super underrated. I think he'll make some All-Star games in his time. I'll take Orlando.
Yeah, this one is really, really close. Again, the same situation as we're looking for because Trae Young is the centerpiece. And there's a part of me that thinks there's a slight bit of recency bias here because Trae Young has not been the same player this season. We forget how good he was last year. But there just I think there's too I'm not a big Jalen Suggs fan, but there still is too many pieces with the Magic. Just with Wagner and Banchero, both will be multi-time All-Stars. At least, Wagner will at least make an All-Star team for sure. Multi-time, we'll see. Again, also not a big Cole Anthony fan. But Bol Bol's been really good. Wendell Carter's a super solid piece. There's just too much volume of young players on Orlando that I think if you're getting that swath of players, just slightly edges out the Hawks, which is really unfortunate. Moving on next.
Just before we pass this one, I got a question for you guys. Would you rather take Paolo Banchero right now or Trae Young?
Trae Young.
As like, is it like a one-for-one swap trade?
Yeah. Like which of the two, if your team could just have one?
We're basing off futures as well, obviously, right?
Yeah, obviously.
I'm still taking Trae Young.
Really? I don't know. I thought you guys might have taken Paolo. I think he's just, like, we haven't seen a rookie like this since, like, Blake Griffin or Luka Doncic. He's so good, and he can do it on both ends of the ball and stuff. I really like Paolo Banchero, so I think I'd take him, actually.
Yeah, but I think you're also suffering a bit of recency bias because Trae hasn't been great this year. He led his team to the conference finals. I think we've seen too much from Trae to just take a rookie over him, and I trust Trae more than an uncertain future from Paolo Banchero. Yeah, Blake Griffin, like it's a pretty good comparison, actually, because they're both pretty reliant on their athleticism. But I'd still take Trae Young. He's proved more.
Okay, you know what? I don't know. I just like Paolo better.
It's a fair argument. Again, yeah, I get your argument with the rookies being all-star level, so we look at Blake Griffin. But yeah, I think Trae Young is just better. Maybe Paolo ends up being better, and we look back on this and we look a little silly, but I don't know if I see it. And Trae Young, of course, we're looking at this kind of thing. He's locked up in a long-term contract. He's a guy that can take you to the playoffs. It's closer than maybe I thought at first, but I'm still taking Trae Young. Moving on, though, we have my Pelicans, a 5-seed against the Charlotte Hornets at the 12-seed. Pelicans, in terms of young players, Dyson Daniels, Kyra Lewis, who finally started playing in the season, Jackson Hayes, Trey Murphy III, Zion Williamson, Jose Alvarado, Herb Jones. In terms of the Charlotte Hornets, players such as LaMelo Ball, Theo Maledon, Kai Jones, Book Knight, PJ Washington. So which of these teams what do you have?
I got the Pels. They're just so deep. And even like you didn't even mention Dyson Daniels. He's like one of my favorite rookies, the way he just does everything for that team. And Trey Murphy, I love his shooting. Just the way they've built around Zion, it's so amazing to see like all these young players in New Orleans. And I don't think Charlotte like stands a chance against this team. They only have LaMelo, that's it.
I love LaMelo. A lot of people hate LaMelo, but I love LaMelo, but it's not close. Give me the Pelicans. Zion's going to be a All-NBA second team this year, and they're just built so well around him. Shooters all around him, defenders all around him. I love me some Herb Jones. Trey Murphy, like you said, his shooting has been absolutely amazing, and GTA, man. So I don't think it's close. The Pelicans by far.
Obviously, I'm going to agree with you. It's not remotely close. I've definitely watched the highest volume of Pelican games against any team in the league. I try to watch almost all of them. And yeah, Dyson Daniels plays minutes. He's not a main piece for this team, but he's stupid young. He's been great defensively. He's been knocking down threes when the calls for him to shoot. He's just been doing all the right things on offense. And I'm really loving that. I can't believe I didn't mention him. I really thought I did. He's so good. Jackson Hayes starting to get minutes again, which I really like because I think he's a solid player. He's hyper athletic. Trey Murphy is probably the most underrated player in basketball. The guy is producing at a stupid high level. The deep threes he knocks down. GTA is nuts. I think the offense still needs to come a little bit for him. And he doesn't have a ton of time to develop that. But the defense more than makes up for it. Herb Jones is kind of in the same boat. I've been really disappointed with his offense this year. It was much more serviceable last year. But he's still absolutely insane. And barring that stupid hamstring injury that Zion suffered recently.
Yeah, get well
soon. Oh my God, is he absolutely insane. So yeah, it's just LaMelo ball. I can't even believe they were seeded this high, honestly, because I'm not a Book Knight fan. I think PJ Washington's a little overrated.
They got that rookie Mark Williams and JT Thor from last year, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I think it's just a clean sweep. But if we're going to move on to the next two, we have the OKC Thunder and the 11-seeded New York Knicks. Knicks have players such as Miles McBride, Quentin Grimes, RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish, Emmanuel Quickley, Jericho Sims, yeah, Obi Toppin, Isaiah Hardenstein. I actually can't believe he's under 25. Mitchell Robinson, all under 25. That's a large list of players. But OKC does too, one of the youngest teams in basketball. Players such as Jalen Williams, Josh Giddey, Trey Mann, Pokuševski, Jalen Williams again, but the other one, Bazley, Isaiah Joe, Luke Dort, and of course SGA. So which of these two teams would you have?
I'm taking the OKC Thunder. Once again, they have the best player out of these two teams, the young cores at least. They got Shea, and then I also love their rookies, the Jalen Williamses. I like the guard, Jalen Williams. He's really good. And they've got Poku, who's actually started turning into an NBA player now. So yeah, I like OKC better than the Knicks in this one.
Screw the Knicks, man. I hate the Knicks. Give me OKC. The only piece on the Knicks that's young that I like is Isaiah Hartenstein, and that's because I watched him in the clips last year, and he was amazing. I love Isaiah Hartenstein. Mitchell Robinson ain't nothing to me. He's not great. All the other young players on their roster are overrated. They've had certain moments, but I don't think they're good. RJ, I've been waiting years for RJ to be efficient. He gets to the basket so easily, and he just bricks it. It's crazy. Like, it's true, the wide open layup was the hardest shot in the game, but it's getting ridiculous. It's not close. Give me OKC with Shea.
I don't think it's close either. I also forgot, somehow, mainly because he hasn't played a game, but Chet Holmgren is also there for OKC. Maybe the biggest piece that we're not even talking about, and I would value that piece pretty highly, honestly. And of course, I'm the biggest SGA fan, so I think he clears everyone, and I'm also one of the biggest RJ Barrett haters because he is completely inefficient. We've given him too much time. I know he's still young, but I still don't see it happening for him. The contract's too large. Listen, there's nice pieces there. Quentin Grimes is great. IQ has been playing better recently. He's still not hyper efficient, but he's still good. I feel like you're hating a little too hard on Mr. Robinson. I think he can be a key piece on a lot of teams. He doesn't do a lot, but what he does, he makes all his dunks, layups, whatever. Plays good enough defense, so I still think it's OKC. I think it's not terribly close because I'm not an RJ Barrett fan. But yeah, there is still pieces for the Knicks. I think it's worth mentioning. Moving on to the next two, we have the 7-seeded Detroit Pistons versus the 11-seeded Timberwolves. for the Pistons, of course, we have players such as former first overall pick Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, Jaden Ivey, sorry, Killian Hayes, Isaiah Stewart, Kevin Knox somehow, Marvin Bagley, Sadiq Bey, Hami Diallo. In terms of for the Timberwolves, of course, another former first overall pick in Ant, players such as Jaden McDaniels, Naz Reid, Jalen Noel, former Piston Luka Garza. So which of these two teams would you have as the better young core?
I'm taking Detroit. I like Jaden Ivey a lot. He surprised me this year. I didn't think he would come out this strong as a rookie. And I also like Jalen Duren. He's one of the youngest players in the NBA. And he just gets rebounds. He blocks shots. And he's athletic. I love him. And Cade Cunningham, he's injured for the season. But before that, he was having a great year. I feel like this team is just coming together as a really good young team.
I agree with Neuer. I don't like Ant as much as most people do. He's good, don't get me wrong. But I don't think his ceiling is going to be that much higher than he is playing right now. And he hasn't really taken the jump this year that I really wanted him to take. On Detroit side of things, yep, Jalen Duren, first teenager, I think, with 12-plus rebounds and 5 consecutive games, something like that. He's a rebounding monster. Cade is great. Multiple-time All-Star. He's amazing. So give me Detroit.
This one's interesting because I'm not a big Cade believer. I don't know. The shot's got to get there, and it probably can, but the injury, again, isn't helping his case. To be fair, I don't watch an insane amount of Pistons basketball. I can't stand Killian Hayes. He's one of the worst players in the entire sport. I'm still undecided on Marvin Bagley. I do like Sadiq Bey, but he's, again, had a down year. He's been just taking too much volume. Honestly, looking at it, I'm going to have to side with Minnesota here. I think it's the T-Wolves. I think you're undervaluing how good Ant is at only 21. The efficiency's there. I know last year was 100% there. It's there. The three-point shooting is insane. The points per game, everything. I think it's coming together. I think he's going to make all-star teams for sure. We're undervaluing pieces like Naz Reid is a really, really, really good NBA player that nobody ever talks about. Jalen Noel is not even bad. There's a player I feel like I'm missing here. Jaden McDaniels is the player I'm missing. Sorry. Jaden McDaniels is a good basketball player. I'm surprised he turned out to be as good as he has been. All of these players, I do watch, again, a lot more Timberwolves basketball than I do Pistons. So maybe I'm not seeing the pieces the way you are. But to me, I think it's the Timberwolves. I'm not as nearly as high on the Pistons players as you guys are.
Yeah, just the difference maker for me is Jaden Ivey. I just think like he could be a star one day. He just looks so composed and poised when he has the basketball. Like he knows what he's doing out there. He's really good.
I think the difference maker for me actually is Jalen Duren. He is pretty efficient for a rookie. He gets a lot of boards, and I think he'll be one of the better centers in the NBA for years to come. So Duren makes a difference for me.
Fair enough. So Detroit will take that one, but I think that one's really, really close. And in theory, what should be the closest matchup, the 8 versus the 9 seed? We have the Toronto Raptors facing off against the Boston Celtics. These two, are teams that, of course, we've been watching a lot for this. Toronto Raptors, we got players such as, of course, last year's Rookie of the Year, Scottie Barnes. Players such as Koloko, Delano Banton, Precious Achiuwa, Malachi Flynn, and GTJ all make the list. In terms of the Boston Celtics, I believe Time Lord does not make it anymore. Actually, the list is very small. It's Jason Tatum, Grant Williams. That's it. So who do you have between those teams?
I'm taking Boston, actually. I think this is similar to the Indiana-Dallas one, except Toronto's got a worse young core than Indy. I just love Jason Tatum. He's so good. He defends very well. He plays offense very well. He's better than anyone Toronto has.
I agree. I like Scottie Barnes. He hasn't been as good this season as I thought he would be. Koloko, I actually really, really love Koloko. I've only watched him a couple of times this season, twice against my Nets, and he completely killed us. I'm not even going to lie. So Koloko's underrated as well. Wait, how old is Gary Trent Jr.?
GGJ fits. I believe he's 24.
Okay.
Ooh. He's not even 24 yet. He's still 20. Oh, no. He turns 24 in a few days, but he's still even 23. GGJ fits.
Okay. I think it's awfully close because Scottie Barnes' upside is is really, really good, but I will still take Boston because give me Jason Tatum. I'm the best player. If I was Toronto, would I trade all my young pieces for Tatum? And gotta give Grant Williams some appreciation, man. He sucked when he first came in the league, couldn't shoot. Now he's one of the better two-way players in the league. So give me Boston.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, maybe they weren't watching at the time, I think a lot of people forget how awful Grant Williams was, or at least I thought Grant Williams was when he came into the league, and now he's so, so good. So, you know, I mean, honestly, he's a decently important piece of this. And obviously, Tatum, we're looking at an MVP candidate, many, many time All-Star. We look at Toronto. I like Scottie Barnes for sure. I'm just not sure how that offensive game is going to develop yet. I don't think he's worth as much as people say he is. Again, I love Koloko. I watch a lot of Raps basketball. I don't mind Banton, but I don't think he's a very important piece. Achiuwa is really, really good, underrated, but had an awful year of injuries. Malachi Flynn, to me, is worth almost nothing in this. And then it's basically GTJ, honestly, GTJ and Barnes, and I'm not giving that up for the two players on Boston. So definitely I would take the Celtics.
Okay.
Moving on to the first round now, we're going to break down the bracket. So we have winners, the Memphis Grizzlies and the Cleveland Cavaliers. So who do you have in that matchup?
I don't know, actually. I think it's close.
Wait. Wouldn't the matchup be...
Oh, sorry, Memphis-Orlando. Sorry, that's my bad. Yeah. Okay. It's Memphis-Orlando. That's my bad. Sorry, it's Memphis versus Orlando.
Yeah, I think I'm taking Memphis. I like Orlando. You know, they've got a lot of great young pieces, but to me, it's just Ja and Jaren Jackson Jr. just outweigh anything Orlando has. So, and they've also got a ton of other guys like Desmond Bane, who I didn't even mention. Yeah, and the rookies as well. So, yeah, Memphis takes this one.
Hold up. It's Memphis against Orlando? Wouldn't it be Memphis against Toronto? No, Boston? Memphis.
No, the way the bracket's set up, it's Memphis-Orlando.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you. It's okay, cool. In that case, then... Oh, it's not close. Memphis. I think Ja will always be better than Banchero, even though I love Paolo Banchero. And then Desmond Bane is one of the best shooters in the league. He told you he would be. He is. And he's built like a football player. So, yeah. Give me Memphis.
Yeah, it's basically whether you want a team that already has two guys that are 23, 24, but they're already proven 100% and so many supporting cast players, as we alluded to earlier, versus Orlando, who's just all upside, 100% upside. And I'm not a huge fan of about half the pieces on Orlando. I do love some of their pieces, but yeah, Memphis clears for me 100%. Moving on to our next matchup then. Sorry, now we have the Cleveland Cavaliers facing off against the Dallas Mavericks. Who do you have in this matchup?
This one's actually a lot closer than the last round. I don't know. I think it's Cleveland. I like Luka, but I just think like Darius Garland, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, that's an amazing big three to have. And that's like a team that can win you championships. So, yeah, I'm taking Cleveland.
I'm going to agree with Neuer. I think it just meshes so well together to have Jared Allen... The Twin Towers, man. And then you have Darius Garland, amazing point guard. The next point god with better scoring, in my opinion. And I just think they have a better capacity to win than Luka. So, yeah, give me Cleveland as well.
This one is very, very close. This feels like about as close as you can get in terms of matchups. And like if you're looking at a package for Luka... I'm going to discount. I don't think Okoro is anything, honestly, in this deal. So I really think it's just Luka for the three main players. I want to give the slight edge to Cleveland because I think you can build more off of those three than you can build with just Luka. We've seen how much Dallas has struggled to build with just Luka. They've been really good. They've competed. They've been a mid-seed in the West, whereas Cleveland was only able to garner, I want to say, this.
They were the first seed before injuries.
Yeah, what did they end up gaining by the end of the season?
They ended up missing the playoffs, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I know there's a lot of potential there, but I agree with you. I think Cleveland gains it on potential. I just they aren't as proven, and that's why I think it's close, because Dallas has been really good ever since Luka got in the league, other than maybe his rookie year. But yeah, I will give that there to Cleveland. Moving on to our next matchup then, we have the New Orleans Pelicans against the Boston Celtics. Who do you have in that matchup?
I'm taking the Pelicans. It's just the depth. Like Zion and Tatum, they're pretty close to me. But what the Pelicans have here is just depth. They've got loads of young players. Boston only really has Grant Williams, so yeah, they can't win this one.
Yeah, I think not only does New Orleans win on depth, I think they have the best player in the future as well. I'd rather take Zion than Tatum, to be honest with you. So I think it's not close. Give me the Pels.
I don't even think it's remotely close. Again, yeah, I agree with you. If nothing else, you have to say Zion's at least equal to Tatum, in my opinion. And then, yeah, there is so many guys on New Orleans. I mean, Trey Murphy, to me, better than Grant Williams. So there you go. And then give me everyone else. They're very similar players, both kind of three-point specialist guys. And maybe Grant Williams a little bit on deep, but I think Trey Murphy's leaps and bounds better in offense. So for that reason, yeah, just even on those two players alone, give me the Pelicans. 100%. Moving on to our next matchup, we have OKC against Detroit. Who do you have in that matchup?
I'm taking OKC. It's just, I don't know. We didn't really talk about Chet much last time, but he's really good. I mean, we haven't seen him in the NBA yet, but like from the pre-draft stuff, the shooting, the versatile defending, everything he brings is just so good for this OKC team. Like, they're one of the worst space teams in the league, and having like a 40% guy would be so great for them. And then they've got all the other guys that we already mentioned. So, yeah, I'm taking OKC.
Chet Holmgren, to me, is not that much of a factor as you two would consider him, because I don't like him that much. But, yeah, he has a lot of upside. And I think just with Shea, if I just consider Shea and no one else on OKC, I'd still take... Ooh, actually, no, I have to consider other players like Lu Dort. But I'd take OKC. But it's closer than Nurse would think. Because I love Detroit, and I think Cade can get close to the level of Shea, but I think Shea is by far the best player right now, so I'd take OKC.
Yeah, I think it's a wash. I don't even think it's as close as you guys are saying, but maybe it's just because I don't believe as much in Cade Cunningham. He's the main star piece there. Everyone else is kind of supporting. But yeah, I think OKC washes, especially if you add Holmgren on top of all the players who are currently playing. I mean, SGA has made this team like viable. Dare I say somewhat competitive. Not even a bad team at this point. 15-21 for a team that's supposed to be tanking. Not terrible. Or 15-21, whatever. Sorry.
And it's been like that for years, too. OKC have been trying to tank for years, so they got to keep Shea out for extra games.
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to talk about Josh Giddey. He's also really, really good. Like, the way he just play makes, defends, rebounds. He does all of it. And his shot is prone to come around, sort of. So.
Yeah, when that shot comes around, that's the last piece. But he's so young, and he's been playing pro ball for a while, so I think he'll get there. But yeah, 100% giving this one to OKC. And yeah, if we remember, even if we look back to a few years ago when SGA had that season where he only played 35 games, should have been an all-star in my opinion based off even that production. I know he got injured and he didn't make it. But they were competitive before he went out. They were just a game or two under 500, and then they tanked the entire rest of the season. They were horrific. I think it just shows you the impact of SGA. So I would have that for sure. Moving on to what could be our toughest matchup, Memphis Grizzlies against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Who do you have in that matchup?
Okay, yeah, this is really close, but I think I'm taking Memphis. Like, I like Jaren Jackson. I've already told you guys this, but I love him. And then they've also got Desmond Bane, he's not only a shooter, and then John Morant, who I'd take over Darius Garland right now. So yeah, Memphis just edges out Cleveland, but they've also got a bunch of other young players like Jake LaRavia, David Roddy, Kenneth Lofton, so... Yeah, Memphis wins this.
I'm going to disagree with Newark here. I think it's really close as well. But I think you're undervaluing Darius Garland here, Newark. So for me, I like Jared Allen more than Jaren Jackson Jr. Jaren Jackson Jr. can stretch the floor, but I think Jared Allen's impact is just felt more. So I like him more. I think Mobley is going to be better than Desmond Bane. He's going to be a future defensive player of the year in my eyes, so give me him over Bane. And... yeah, Jaw is better than Darius Garland right now. But I actually don't think it's as far as most people think. Darius Garland is an amazing scorer, amazing playmaker. I think he's a better playmaker than Jaw. In the future, I think Darius Garland and Jaw will be on very similar levels. But because of the other two, I'm actually going to take Cleveland, the underdog here.
This one is somewhat close, but I'm going to go with Newer. I have Memphis mainly based on Bane and the entire supporting cast. Bane is an all-star level player. Ja Morant's been an MVP level candidate. I know Garland's really, really good, and I think he's underrated for sure, but I also don't think Garland's the kind of guy that can lead a team as the number one option to anything like terribly significant. Yeah, whereas now they have D-Mitch, right? But whereas the Grizzlies have been really good with Ja Morant at the head, leading everything. He's taking a high volume of shots. He's being asked to do a lot playmaking-wise, and he's doing it in a really, really, really good fashion. Obviously, Desmond Bane is absolutely insane. And then, yeah, let's just look at all the other supporting guys, because I think JJJ is slightly edges out Jared Allen. I know it's close, and I'm not the biggest JJJ fan defensively, but the offense comes around. He's about the same age, maybe a little younger, and I think it will come around, and he'll be slightly better. Santi Aldama is a guy that I don't know if we've mentioned yet, but he's been stupid good as a rookie, averaging 10 points on ridiculous efficiency. 57% effective field goal is awesome. Zaire is a guy that could definitely come around. I didn't mind him in his rookie year. He's definitely a piece that we're not talking about. Again, there's that other slot of young guys. Also, Xavier Tillman, another good piece for this team. Plug and play him for a few minutes every game. He's been good. So I'm going to take Memphis for sure.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. But I think I just love Garland a little bit more than you guys. But Memphis it is.
Yeah, if you like Garland, I can see the argument for sure. Moving on to the other side of the bracket, we have the OKC Thunder versus the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, okay. I think this might be the closest matchup yet. These are both great teams, but I just think the Pels young guys have just shown us more, so I'm going to have to go with New Orleans.
So the Pels have Zion, Trey Murphy, Alvarado.
Herb Jones.
And then
Dyson Daniels.
Yeah, the rookie.
If you want to count Kyra and Jackson Hayes.
I don't really care about those two, to be honest. Then on the OKC, it's Shea and Chet, Lou Dort, and Giddy.
Josh Giddy.
Who's mine?
Pokuševski.
Yeah, Poki's pretty good. I think this is the closest matchup. This is closer than the last one for me.
You want me to jump in? Because I have a very heavy opinion. Yeah. I don't think it's as close as you guys are saying. I think the Pels wash. I know Holmgren's there. But Zion is the best player. Again, I love SGA, but Zion is better. Or if nothing else, again, if you want to put them close, it is really, really close. But the supporting guys on the Pelicans are guys that every single championship team wants. Jose Alvarado, Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, all guys that could be on any championship team. The promise of Dyson Daniels is really, really high. I know there's a lot of peace on OKC. Josh Giddey is good, don't get me wrong. But Lou Dort has been good time to time. He's been interesting in his tenure in the league. I think he's just being asked to do too much. He's a guy that I also think could be on any championship team. I think he's just doing way too much right now as basically the second or third option on this team, which is not where he should be. But the Pelicans players who have been high options have been playing really, really well in those roles, guys like Trey Murphy. So to me, I think it's the Pelicans 100%. I think like guys like Herb Jones, Trey Murphy are better than the Lou Dort guys, and I'm not going to give the edge, even though they have Holmgren, to OKC.
I'm going to agree with you guys, but very less to a lesser degree than Nathan, because I think Shea and Zion, even though Zion's going to be better, I think it's going to be close. And then depending on how Chet turns up.
Yeah, I can see the argument coming from OKC. It's just, for me, they're just all rookies. Like, they haven't really shown much. So we don't know what we're getting from Usman Jang and Jalen Williams. I mean, Jalen Williams has shown a lot, but, like, I don't know. Who knows? Like, he hasn't been on Trey Murphy's level, say, for example, or Herb Jones. So, yeah, that's why I have to go with the Pels.
Yeah, I think because it depends too much on Chet and what he turns up as, you have to go with the Pels.
Agreed. And again, a lot of these Pels guys we're forgetting, even though they're slightly older, are a lot of second-year guys. And guys like Herb Jones, GTA, Trey Murphy, all second-year guys that are showing up at this level. Even the OKC guys who've been there around for a year or two. And I know there's a lot of rookies there. They haven't shown that level of play. And we've seen that for the Pels guys in their rookie years, even last year. So we know it's consistent with some of those guys. So yeah, I think the Pels. So we now have our final matchup, which is very, very tough. Both headed by the 1 and 2 overall picks from their respective draft, Zion and Ja, with the Memphis Grizzlies versus the New Orleans Pelicans. Or who do you have as the best young core?
Is this the final?
This is the finals.
Oh, okay. So in the finals, Memphis versus New Orleans. I'm gonna have to go with Memphis. I've told you guys about how much I like Jaren Jackson and Desmond Bane, but Memphis's depth is also interesting. Like, they've got Jake LaRavia, who could be something, and David Roddy, and all those guys. So yeah, I'm going with Memphis.
Oh, I'm gonna have to look at this too. I think Zion's gonna be better than Ja. A lot of people don't think that. People think that they should have drafted Ja first. I disagree. I think Zion was a good first pick. But even now, you see Zion's injured again. I think it's
I still
very
think Zion's
dangerous.
the better pick. I'll let you make your statement on which team you like first, but I do think that Zion is the better pick. I think people are overreacting if you're going to
Yeah,
put
I
Ja over
agree
Zion.
with that. No, I have to. Oof. This is too close for me. Man, I really wish BI was on the young core. Then it'd be so much easier for me.
I know.
I have to go with. You know what? I'm gonna disagree with Newer just to make it interesting. I'm gonna go with the Pels because I like Zion more than Ja Morant, and I don't. I actually love him a fair bit more, and I think the supporting cast around him is really good. They're really, really good this year. They're second seed, I think. So even though Ja has proved more in the past, I don't think it's by that much. And Zion has done it without BI, mind you. So BI hasn't even played most of the season, and it's just him and the young guys running around, and they've been absolutely amazing. They look unstoppable at times. So, you know what? Give me the Pelicans.
This one's very close because the other thing I think you fail to realize, and trust me, I'm the biggest Pels fan, the thing you're failing to realize is how important some of the Pels players above 25 have been to their success. Mainly being Larry Nance Jr., who is so stupid underrated. He's so good for that Pelicans team. He's just, you bring him off the bench and he does everything you could ever want. He can shoot. The guy is insanely efficient in the paint. He grabs boards. He can even play make a little bit. JV, of course, is also above that age. JV's been awesome. He's had down year compared to last. He's still shooting the three ball well. Every once in a while, he goes off for that crazy 7-3 game. And of course, CJ McCollum, the other all-star level player on this team, is above 25. Whereas when you look at the Grizzlies, it's really almost all guys under 25 doing everything, and they're just as high of a seed as the Pelicans. And really, looking at that, it makes me want to take the Grizzlies. Bane is the big guy that's making the difference here because, as much as I love just the sheer depth that the Pelicans have, and honestly, I think they might be the deepest team in basketball, they just don't have the Bane level guy under 25. So, for me, I'm taking the Grizzlies.
I think it's a good pick either way. You can't go wrong. I don't think that the Pels would trade their young guys for their Grizzlies young guys. I don't think Grizzlies would trade for the Pels young guys either. So I think it's
I think
1A,
Nathan's also
1B.
really good. The old guys per se for both teams, and I just think the Pel's old guys have just been better. So yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it was like it's something we didn't look at a lot with the past matchups, but when you look at this matchup, it's really worth looking at because there's such a high volume of players for both teams, and both teams are really, really good. That's the thing about when we get down to these final teams. When we got even, down even to the final four, Memphis, Cleveland, and the Pelicans have all been good teams, whereas OKC hasn't. That's why it was a lot based on promise, and hence why in some of these earlier matchups, we couldn't look at where the team was seeded. But in this case, it's worth mentioning. Both have the, I believe, almost identical record. Maybe. Yeah, the Pels have one more loss. But other than that, same amount of wins. So it's really just important to look at that. Again, I agree with you. Neither team is ever trading away their young core for the other. They work for those teams, they work together. But yeah, 100%. I believe that the Grizzlies just edge this one out. But it's very, very close. And I still think that these are the one and two teams in the league. Young cores.
Just to make it interesting, then, who would you guys each have as the third best core?
I think I'm gonna
So,
say Cleveland.
Nathan, who do
yeah,
you have?
it's got to be between Cleveland and OKC. I'm just making sure there's no one else on the bracket. Everyone else who was on the bracket lost to one of the
Do
teams.
you say Cleveland or OKC?
Yeah, those are the only two teams it can be, really, because if you're going to take like Dallas, for instance, we wouldn't have put Cleveland through
Right, but
against
I'd
them.
still take Dallas over OKC.
Yeah, that's why I would probably take Cleveland over OKC.
Yeah, I agree. Cleveland. So the official ranking
Yeah.
goes Memphis, Pels, Cleveland?
Yeah, I would say that would be my top three.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, who do you guys think is the most underrated young core out of the ones we have here? Like, we think we just underrated a lot.
I think you underrated Minnesota. I had Minnesota winning that first round matchup. I think you're underrating a lot of those guys, the Jaden McDaniels and the Naz Reeds. And then, of course, I think we're underrating Ant as well. I think they win that Detroit matchup. So I think that was the most underrated team.
I think we're underrating Indiana, actually. Tyrese is so underrated. So is Nembhard and Benedict Mathurin. I love Mathurin. I think, really, Indiana's being underrated.
To me, it's got to be Houston. I just love Tari Eason and Jabari Smith Jr. They're such good defensive players, and they've got some offensive upside, too. And we can't forget about Jalen Green, he's such a dynamic young player. He's got such a bright future. I love Houston.
You are you're way higher. We've had this conversation in the past before, but you're way higher on Jalen Green than I am. I just don't think he's shown that level consistently in the NBA, but he's young enough that I think he can get there. I'm not convinced on him. I definitely agree that we're underrating Indiana. I think it's just unfortunate they ran into Dallas in the first round. Luka Doncic kind of just clears, but 100% I love Tyrese Haliburton and what they're building there. So for sure that one's close.
Yeah. To me, I don't think Indiana has like great depth. I mean, they've got a lot of good young pieces, but it's just, I don't know, none of them are just like, none of them jump off the page to me other than Mathurin and Haliburton. So that's why I don't think they're like a great young, like great young core.
Yeah, I don't think Houston's a great young core, actually. KPJ is a violent, violent guy.
Yeah, KPJ, I didn't talk about him. He's not. Yeah.
Bro's the type to dent the locker room after losing a game.
He has done that. That was why he got kicked out of Cleveland in the first place, right?
Yeah, something about his locker being given to someone else, and he like broke something. Bro, yeah, I don't trust him. And then I don't like Jalen Green that much either. He's so inefficient. Like, and the way he just scores is just, I don't like his play style a lot. So I don't think Jalen Green's close to Halliburton's
level. The thing with Jalen Green is he's just got all the tools to be like a superstar, all-star type guy. Like, he's so athletic. He can shoot. He can get to his spot. So that's why I'm just really high on him.
Yeah, like we may look dumb underrating Jalen Green. I mean, the guy's only 20, but the way he plays, I agree with Max. It just, when I watch him play, I don't see the world where he gets to that efficiency level he needs to be. Again, he might, but I'm not seeing that world. Again, also, again, as we've been saying, KBJ, he can't be this kind of guy in this high volume creating offense and whatnot. So for me, I'm not Jabari Smith. He's a guy we're underrating because he hasn't shown a lot so far.
Yeah, Jabari Smith, like, he can really shoot it, but the rest of his game just needs to come around.
Yeah, I think he's being really underrated by most people too, because people are saying like he was a wrong pick. I don't think so. You need to give him time.
Yeah, and then what's one team that's not here that you would have had here?
Ooh, I gotta pull up the teams.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look through the list really quick. There's a solid list of teams, of course, that weren't here.
How old is De'Aaron Fox?
There's no way he's that age. Is he really?
Let's see.
He is 25. No, 13, as of 13 days ago, he would be 25.
Anthony
so, Simons? Yeah. He is under, for sure.
Yeah, that's a good one, Blazers.
Blazers is a good one. Because they also have, oh, he's totally blanking. The rookie, what's his name?
Shaedon Sharpe.
I love Shaedon Sharpe. I think he's the most underrated rookie this year, by far.
Yeah, he's great.
The Spurs?
Oh, yeah, the Spurs.
Kelvin Johnson, whatever the other dude's name is, I forgot it already.
Devin
Vassell, that's his name, yeah.
Devin Vassell's good, but I don't think they would, like, if we're talking about, like, what team would you put on this list over whatever we put as our worst team, if we're saying, is there any other teams that would take that over, the Sixers are worth mentioning. Maxey's under 25, yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Sixers, really, they only have two guys, Maxey and Melton.
Maxey and who?
Is that really it?
I mean, they've got Paul Reed, Jaden Springer.
Paul Reed's killed the Nets, man. Respect to Paul Reed.
Nah, no respect for Paul Reed.
Respect to Paul Reed. Come on now.
Sabin Lee.
How old is Bam?
I don't think he makes it. He's 20.
I think he's over too.
He's just 25 as well.
The Heat are interesting, yeah, because Tyler Hero's under, yes?
Yeah, he's 22.
Yeah, there's pieces there. Jovic, we haven't seen a lot of in the league this year. Everyone was talking about him when he got drafted.
Has he even played?
Like, barely.
I've never really seen him play.
I don't know. I think the Heat are, like, trying to win, so...
They're definitely trying to win. The Heat are a discussion for another day, man.
The Wizards don't have a chance. The Bulls don't have a chance.
Wizards are alright. Yeah, but they just, the Wizards can't hit on their picks.
Who's on the Wizards? Other than, like, what's his
name? Kispert.
Corey Kispert and, holy moly.
Is Rui still there?
I feel like the Wizards have missed
the European top. Player. Denny Advia?
Oh, Denny Advia! Israeli player, yay!
He's pretty
good. I like it. He's been missing. Nah, like I love Advia, but I haven't seen a lot from him. I think another team worth mentioning would also be the Nuggets.
Oh, MPJ.
Bones Highland, MPJ.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
If you're a Zeke Nnaji guy. There's a lot of teams that have like a piece or two. Like when we look at the Heat or the Nuggets with that one guy, the Tyler Hero or the MPJ, but none of those pieces are good enough that I think it pushes them above the teams we have on this list now.
I'm just thinking, would you guys take Ayton or Anthony Simons?
Me too.
Okay. Because I actually really love Ayton. People hate Ayton, but I actually kind of like him.
I don't mind him, but...
just because he's a son. People hate the Suns.
Yeah, screw the Suns. I hate the Suns.
Pels fan, can't like the Suns. I don't mind the way they play. I just think they're slightly overrated, and they look bad without Booker.
Okay, then. Just to make this episode a little more interesting... If you guys had to pick one team, just off the top of your head, that has the best veteran core, so that's, let's say, like 30 and over, who would you have?
Probably the Warriors. They got Klay, Draymond, Steph. Or actually, I don't know, maybe the Lakers.
AD,
bro. AD's under.
Is AD 29?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. AD's under. I'll look it up, but I'm almost 100% sure AD's under.
What about the Nets? Kyrie, KD... TJ Warren?
Yeah, that's good. That's better than the Warriors.
I just wanted a quick shout out to the Nets.
Yeah, no, that's... The Warriors are not a bad pick. I'm trying to think, you'd rather have KD Kyrie probably than Steph Clay. That's like
I actually don't think it's close.
Well, Draymond too.
Even though he dropped a lot of points recently.
Draymond's there.
Draymond's eh.
Yeah, no, Draymond's good.
There's a lot of teams that have a lot of their stars in that 26 to 30 range.
Clippers, Paul George and Kawhi. Covington as well.
Marcus.
Yeah.
Morris is good. I love
Morris. Oh, Morris is so solid. I do like Morris. I don't think Luke Kennard fits, but I want to shout out Luke Kennard because he's awesome. He is the highest in the year of 2022. He had the highest 3-point percentage of any player.
Dude, yeah. I've talked about basketball for you for every year, and like every year since the Pistons year, you're like, oh, I love Luke Kennard.
So yeah,
left-handed like, white boy. Like,
thank you for at least someone remembering that how much I love Luke Kennard as a dude got in the league. I love Luke Kennard so much. This guy is just hyper efficient, and I think no one ever talks about him. But yeah, the Clippers, when we look at this list, we forgot players. Nick Batum, Marcus Morris, Paul George, Reggie Jackson, John Wall, Robert Covington, Kawhi, all over.
That's I'm going to take Eclipse as the best veteran core.
Yeah, I don't know. Kawhi. Play more games, Kawhi. I'm mad.
I'm with that. Give it like 2 months, and once Norm Powell's 30, it's not close.
Actually, you know what? I can't do this. The Nets. Give me the goddamn Nets. KD's the best player in the world. I don't care. Kyrie give is me the Clips. My favorite player. Give me the Nets. I don't care.
I really hope we're not forgetting someone, but I'm taking the Clips.
What is the Nets veteran core? Let's see. KD, Kyrie, Seth Curry.
Patty Mills.
What's Joe Harris's age? Royce O'Neal.
He is over, actually. Joe Harris is over. Yeah, that's Royce shocking. O'Neal. Royce O'Neal is under. He's 29.
Really? I thought he was...
Yeah.
Oh, damn. TJ Warren? He's over. He's got to be over.
Under, actually. Shockingly.
There's no shot.
He missed two years, and everyone forgot, but he is, in fact, 29.
Okay, so it's KD, Kyrie... Seth, Joe, and Patty Mills. So three of the best shooters in the world and two of the best players in the world. Who'd you say?
Markieff Buchanan.
He's
over.
He's all right. He hasn't really played. He's all right.
He doesn't make that rotation.
He's been pretty solid when he does play, though. And then
him and Patty Mills are basically the same, for being honest, at this point in their careers.
Patty Mills is better. But
fair enough.
In terms of playing time, it's pretty similar because Patty doesn't play either. So... You know what? Three of the best shooters in the world, two of the best players in the world. Give me the goddamn Nets.
Five of the best shooters in the world, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Give me the goddamn Nets.
You said five?
Yeah, Katie Kyrie.
Katie Kyrie, Seth Curry, Joe Harris, and you throw Patty Mills on there?
Yeah.
He's good.
That's wild.
I'm gonna
I go
ignore the
for it.
fact that Kyrie is shooting 36% from three this year, but
It's not even
whatever.
bad.
It's all right. Okay.
Take shots.
Anyways, I think that should wrap it up. It's been a longer podcast than anticipated.
Yeah,
It's
but
been
yeah,
solid
thanks
though.
for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
I really appreciate you. It was a good episode. We'll look at something a little bit different. A special episode ranking top young cores. I hope we'll be back soon with another episode. Make sure to check out all our past episodes. Check out our Instagram. Check out our Linktree. We have podcasts available on almost any platform that you desire to watch us on. Yeah, and hopefully we'll see you for the next episode.
Yep, and make sure to follow us on Instagram, YouTube. I started YouTube Shorts a little while ago, Instagram Reels. We'll post clips regularly. Make sure to like and upvote this podcast wherever you're listening. We're available on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. So yeah, make sure to check us out on all our platforms at dishing_heat. Until next time, we're out.